Humanity meets Jesus. Once upon a time, there was a man named Humanity. Humanity did whatever he wanted. He thought for himself, went his own way, and carefully picked a few special friends who made him feel important. Unfortunately, Humanity believed that all his fancy days were numbered, and that sooner or later he would get sick and die. Then, a different kind of man appeared on earth and lived alongside humanity. His name was Jesus. He never submitted to human will, had no interest in amusing himself, worked only as God's mouthpiece, and offered a radiant love to everyone. Humanity came near to view this strange phenomenon and thought it must be a miracle because he did not understand what love is. He wondered if there was a way to take advantage of his new neighbor. First, humanity complained to Jesus that he was out of food. Jesus said, "No, you're not." And he showed him fish and bread with 12 baskets left over. "This is great," exclaimed humanity, and he sought opportunity for another miracle. Soon, humanity found that he was too poor to pay his taxes. Jesus said, "No, you're not. Go thou to the sea and cast an hook, and take up the fish that first cometh up. And when thou hast opened his mouth, thou shalt find a piece of money. That take and give unto them, for me and thee." Humanity did what he was told and found the money, but he was still clueless about how his need was met without any effort on Jesus' part. In the course of time, humanity became lonely and afraid. He crawled into bed and cried, "I am sick." Jesus patiently persisted and said, "No, you're not," and took him by the hand and lifted him up. Humanity stood up whole and free, baffled beyond belief. How did he do that? He must be a god. Then Jesus began to teach humanity that supply, health, love, and life do not come from him, but are spiritually recognized as gifts of God when he gives up his personal ego and humbly seeks enlightenment. "I will not give up my sense of self," declared humanity, deciding at once that this Jesus character was making him look bad. "He has got to go." Soon he was lying in wait to kill Jesus. That plan backfired. Him God raised up the third day and showed him openly. Swollen with envy and consumed with hypocrisy and self-guilt, humanity began to wither and die in an apocalyptic implosion. In desperation, he called out to Christ, "Save me, I'm going to die." Jesus contradicted him with a loud voice, "No, you are not. Whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die." And behold, the veil of the temple was rent in twain from the top to the bottom, and the earth did quake, and the rocks rent, and the graves were opened, and many bodies of the saints which slept arose and came out of the graves after his resurrection, and went into the holy city, and appeared unto many. "Awake, thou that sleepest, and arise from the dead, and Christ shall give thee light." Life just is. Give up all thoughts of self, and be ready for truth's appearing. Christ, truth, is always ready.